while you may be seated, as the worship team just continues to play this song. Brother Leonard, thank you for being obedient to the Lord this morning. I'm not trying to, you know, lift Leonard up. I know he's a humble man, but the gifts of the Spirit should be used in our church. And so I think it's awesome to see God use people in spiritual gifts. So I just wanted to highlight that. And thank you, Pastor Shane, for being obedient also. One of the things that I felt like that sometimes we do is we move so quickly past these words of encouragement. What's God's trying to speak to the church on Sunday morning? God spoke to us about his mercy and his love for people, right? There was something else. I don't know if you caught it, but God said that he wouldn't put up with his adversaries. Is that was the other part of the word? What was the exact word, Pastor Shane? Do you remember? It was, okay, I won't put you on the spot. But what the Lord has been speaking to me this morning on the way here to church was that he is the lion and the lamb. This is both a really big contrast, a lion and a lamb. You don't really think that they go together very well, right? The lion kind of eats the lamb most of the time, right? Just a little lamb. But that's who Jesus is. And his mercy and grace, he was the lamb that was slain for the world. For the sin of the world. But he's also the lion.
Yes, amen.
Have you ever seen a lion back down from anything? Or can you ever think of a lion backing down from any adversary? So the scripture says that he is the lion of Judah. And only he can open the book in Revelation 5:5. Only he is worthy because he was slain before the foundation of the world. He is worthy. But he's not going to put up with any adversary. Sometimes I think we think that, you know, we're left to ourselves in this world and everything that's going around, going along, you know, like everything sometimes feels against us, but the lion is not going to put up with any adversary, and he's Jesus. And when he comes back, he's coming back as the lion, not the lamb. Amen.
Amen.
That's exciting to me, that he's going to take care of all the stuff that we deal with when he returns. And we're going to be forever with him. Isn't that amazing? Man, I don't want to be on the other side.
Right.
I don't want to be against the lion.
Right.
I want to be on the side of the lion.
That's right.
I want the lion after me. And that's the way we got to look at Christ. That he is loving and merciful and gracious, but also there's some severity there. This is the time of grace and mercy that he's extended to us. But one day this will end, and judgment day is coming. Hallelujah. And if you're on the side of the lion, amen. But man, you don't want to be on that other side. You want to be on the other side and be judged. There's security in Christ.
Hallelujah.
There is. And he can cover all of your sins, past, present, and future. Today is the day of salvation.
Yes, amen.
Don't waste it.
Yes, amen.
He is willing to extend you mercy and grace. He is willing to forgive all of your sins.
Praise you, Jesus.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Sometimes the simple things in Scripture we gloss over and we don't think that they're important, but this one thing is eternity and the most important thing for you today. Surrender your life to the Lord this morning, right now. I don't have to lead you in a prayer. You can surrender in your heart right now.
That's right. Thank you.
To the Lion of Judah.
Praise you, Jesus.
And he will fight for you. And he will fight your battles for you.
Praise you, Jesus.
And you just give him your sin because you know you can't take care of it. And you say, Lord, take it. And you know what, Christian? You've accepted Christ. And I know I say this a lot, but you haven't surrendered. You're still dealing with this sin. God can take it. If you give it to him, if you surrender it to him, that's what he wants you to do. Sometimes we think, oh, we can't be free from the sin. I've been reading Pilgrim's Progress and how he's carrying this burden. Oh, I want to get rid of this burden. And he gets to the cross. And the burden falls off just as soon as he gets to the cross.
Praise you, Jesus.
That's it. Kristen, you're forgiven. Don't pick up that burden. You don't have to.
Praise you, Jesus.
You don't have to. You don't have to carry that burden anymore. You're free. But you have to surrender it to him. And he waits for you. It's amazing. Through my life, as he's working the process of sanctification in my life, and he waits for me to give that sin to him. Because you know what? You're not ready for that yet. But I'm going to wait for you in my grace and my mercy. And now I'm going to take it because you've given it to me. Isn't that amazing? Don't we serve an amazing, patient God? If you want to know Father God, the creator of the universe, read Hebrews 1. He said that Jesus is exactly like the Father. He is in the exact imprint of the Father. There's no difference. When you see Jesus, you see the Father. You see the Creator. So get to know who Jesus is, and you will know Father God. Amen?
Yes,
amen. Let me just pray for you. Dear Lord God, I thank you for this body of believers. I thank you for the church of God, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church, not because anything that we can do, but because what you have done for us. I thank you, Lord, that you are the Lion of Judah. And we, Lord God, in our hearts, we surrender to you right now. And if you agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
So good to see everybody here this morning. Sometimes on weekends when we've had a holiday, you wonder whether everybody's going to be gone other parts. And just such a blessing to see you all.
I blew it. I need to dismiss the kids to church. You're dismissed.
Amen. Miss Audrey, can I get you to come up here? Can you just share a little bit how you're doing? It's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
And then would you please just pray for the word?
Yeah. To share about my life.
Yeah.
All right. So I've been at Northwest University for this semester. I'm just back for Thanksgiving. But I get to lead a missions trip next semester to Alaska. So if you guys could just be praying for that, that people sign up and they get the funds to go, that would be amazing. All right. I guess I'll pray for the service. All right. Father God, thank you for bringing us all here today. We believe that none of this is an accident, that no one was here on accident, that you have a message for each and every heart today. God, we ask that you just bless this service and don't let a heart leave unchanged. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, and God bless you. I know what it is to have missions trips in your future and be waiting on the Lord. And I'll just share a little story that my family and I were in Philadelphia taking care of last-minute things to go to Asia, and things involved shopping and packing things to travel by ship to Asia, and there 6 months later we would get them, you know. But while we were waiting, we were expecting our visa to be at the Indonesian embassy in New York City. And we got everything done and still didn't have any visa. I called the embassy. No sign of your visa. And so we waited, in my memory, it's something like 3-4 weeks, and we were just marking time. No visa for our trip. And so one morning, I was just desperate to get the Lord's action into this. And I spent time with the Lord, and he spoke to my heart. Sometimes, anyway, he spoke to my heart, and he said, your visa will be there at noon. I didn't get a call from the embassy, but at noon, I called the embassy, and they said, your visa is here. And, you know, the Lord comes through for us when we are on his plan, his purpose. And so it's such a blessing to put yourself in faith on a mission. And even us old people can do that too. I'm kind of on a mission this morning. I want to provoke a fresh appreciation and thanksgiving in us for God's blessings that are spoken over us. God speaks blessings over us. Did you know that? He does. And there's actually been kind of a series of three events in the last 6 weeks that have led me to sharing this message this morning. And I'm not going to go into all of that, but it began a couple months ago, 6 weeks ago or 2 months ago, that I just discovered some study notes that I had made in 1988. And this sanctuary wasn't added on to that sanctuary. At that time, we were meeting over there, and I was teaching and preaching over there some. Pastor Pace was our pastor at the time. And so I was studying to prepare a message for the church in 1988. And almost immediately after that Sunday, Linda and I and our four kids left on our trip, Philadelphia, and then to fly to Singapore. And we lived in Singapore, and those notes that I had traveled with me, and I began to work on them, add to them. I had opportunities and preached those messages in Singapore and in Java and in Sumatra and Malaysia and in India. And then after a period of time, we came back home here to the Northwest, and I preached that message in several churches here in the Northwest. And I don't think there's many of us left from 1988 in this congregation. Would you want to raise your hand if you were here in 1988? Yeah, there's a sprinkling of us. We had good times then. I don't think, I've kept pretty good records of what I have preached and what I've taught wherever I've been. I don't think I've preached this message again since 1988, but I'm going to lay it on you. Amen. Okay. I have a reputation, I think, of being done in 15 or 20 minutes sometimes. This morning, I don't think I'll be done in 15 minutes or 20, maybe 25. Probably won't last till 45 minutes. And Pastor Pace never, or Pastor Lynn never quits less than an hour. So you can relax. You're going to get to go early, I'm sure. All right. I really want you to relax and enjoy this word this morning. It has ministered to me in these last few weeks since I found those notes. So our text is in Ephesians chapter 1, and I'm going to read the first three verses. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. The key verse this morning is going to be that verse 3. And if you would put the slide up, we have that, just that verse on a slide. Okay, that's verse 3. And a lot of what I have to say is going to come from that verse and be influenced by that verse. I'm going to pick this apart a little bit here. First of all, in the introduction that we read, it was directed to the saints in Ephesus. And the word saints there is from the Latin word sancti. We get sanctification. Cameron used that word this morning when he was exhorting us. There you are. Yeah, sanctification. Saints in the Lord. Amen. And in verse 2, there's what we call a benediction. I'll just read that again. With all lowly... Oh, sorry. I'm turned my page. Verse 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul repeated that benediction in every epistle he wrote, except Hebrews, if he wrote Hebrews. That's one book we don't know if he wrote it or not. And there's reasons I think he didn't. One of the reasons is he didn't have that benediction in the letter to Hebrews. All the other epistles that Paul wrote have that benediction in them. Okay. So, does anybody have in your Bibles, I don't know if you have your Bibles open now to Ephesians chapter 1, but the first word, blessed be God. What do you have in your Bibles? Anybody have something different?
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God, yes. Something different? Praise. That's what I found, that there are probably a lot of the more modern versions use the word praise. And when I first saw this back in 1988, I was looking at a new version of the scriptures, and I knew that the King James Version said, blessed be God the Father. But all of a sudden, here's a Bible saying, praise to God the Father. And I just got curious, and I was wondering, why in the world did they change the translation to praise instead of blessed. And so I began to study that, and that's how this whole thing came to be, as I was looking at that. So the next slide, please. I looked into the Greek, and the Greek word translated blessed, it says, eulogetos, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has eulogio us with every spiritual eulogia in the heavenlies in Christ. Now, does that word look familiar? Eulogy. It is. Our English word, eulogy, comes from that Greek word. We might just as well have translated the scripture saying, eulogize God, the Father, who has eulogized us with every spiritual eulogy in the heavenlies, in Christ. Strong's Greek dictionary defining this word, eulogy, says it means say good things to someone. Or it means say good things about someone. And so if we use the word praise, we're saying good things about God. Because he said good things to us. He's also said good things about us. And that's just a blessing, isn't it? Blessed be God. Amen. The word in the Latin, benediction, has the exact same meaning. Bene means good and diction means speech. A benediction is a good speech. It means exactly the same thing as a eulogy. It means exactly the same thing as a blessing. It means exactly the same thing as praise. And so we're just trying to pick this apart a little bit. So say good things to God. And say good things about God. Because he has said good things to you. And he has said good things about you. In the heavenlies. With every spiritual good thing that can be said to us and about us. In the heavenlies in Christ. The Geneva Bible says all spiritual blessings. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. There's none left out. Everything that can be said to you or about you that's good for you and it's good about you, he has said it in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. No wonder we should be praising him. The only qualifier is that you are in Christ. And if you're in Christ, this word is for you. Actually, if you're not in Christ, this word is for you too. Get in there. Amen. God is so faithful. Thank you for those songs this morning. For some reason, this put me in mind of, and I have shared this before with the congregation, but in my lifetime, I have had three dreams from God, where God spoke to me through a dream. And there's no question about it. I knew when I woke up, it was a word from God for me. And so, just before we left on this trip that I was talking about, to Asia. I owned a rubber-tired skidder, and I was logging by myself, for myself. And we were due to leave town here in about 3 weeks, just before this word came to me. And all of a sudden, I had a series of half a dozen breakdowns in 1 week. And I think the last one was on a Wednesday about noon. I broke down and I couldn't work because I needed parts. And I was so discouraged. I went to my camper. I was camping up Sisters Creek. And I spent the afternoon in prayer, seeking God, just crying out to God. And the discouragement was getting heavy. And the questions were getting heavy. I needed every day of work to supply for my trip to Philadelphia and my trip to Asia. And I was losing hours and days with these little breakdowns. They weren't huge, they were just little, but they added up to things that robbed me. And so I spent the whole afternoon just crying to God. One of the things I've learned is that people who suffer strokes, and in a similar way, people who have had heart surgery, have more difficulty controlling their emotions for a while. You kind of have to get over that. And my emotions are just welling up sometimes without any obvious reason to you. But to me, it's real. Okay. So I apologize for these moments, you know. That night I had a dream from God. And the dream was weird. But it had to do with anxiety that was building up in me. And it started, the starting moment was, I was in the tip top of a tree 100 feet tall, where the top of the tree was about that big around, hanging on by one hand. Now, if you know anything about tops of trees that are only that big around, they're brittle, there's no strength in them. And the tree began to whip me around. I was flying with my feet out to the side as this tree was just violently swinging me around, and I knew it was going to break, and I was in a panic, and just, it's going to break. I was hanging on with all my strength, and God said to me, "Do you trust me?" I couldn't answer, and it was whipping me harder. And he said the second time, "Do you trust me?" And I still couldn't answer. And the third time, he said to me, "Do you trust me?" I said, "Yes, Lord." It broke and flung me out away from the tree. There was no branches under me to catch me, nothing on the ground that was going to break a fall. I was going to fall 100 feet. And I was falling. And the arms of the Lord caught me just above the ground and just gently lowered me onto my feet on solid ground. And I woke up. And the anxiety was over because God spoke to me. And he taught me a lesson that's been with me ever since. So, the voice of the Lord, when he speaks to us, can change our whole experience of life, how we're dealing with things. So I'm going to focus on some of the blessings in this passage that God has spoken to us. And you can turn that off if you like. But beginning of verse 4, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Just as he has chosen us. That just as, or even as, or whereas means that the blessings, this is one of them. This is one of the blessings. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be called holy and without blame before him in love. Several spiritual blessings in this context, and I'm going to work on them. Holy, that you should be holy. It's the exact same word as saints in verse 1. He wrote this to the saints. And this word, that you should be called holy, is the exact same word. But in verse 1, he has already called them saints. Peter has already called them saints. God calls you saints too. And you know what? We need to think of each other as being saints. He has chosen us to be saints, which means holy and blameless. The word translated blameless in the dictionary, that's right after that, holy and blameless, means without fault. God has chosen us to be blameless and holy. Holy means to be separated to him, and it also means to be blameless. And then you follow that with the word blameless, which means to be without fault. And I've confessed openly, a lot of times there's nothing more painful emotionally to me than to be blamed for some failure or fault, especially when I deserve it, and when I know it was my fault. It was my sin, my iniquity, my evil, and I deserve blame, but in Jesus, I'm declared blameless and holy. I belong to God. Oh, what a blessing if that grips your heart, that he has said it. You know, I couldn't say it, but he said it. You've been chosen. You are special. You're not profane or common. And God says, this one is mine. God says, this one is holy. I don't know what that's about, but I'm with it. God says, you are a saint. Write it on your heart. Holiness unto the Lord. You are in him, and he is holy, and that's why you are holy, because you're in him. Blessed is the man, Scripture says, whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord will not impute iniquity. He won't put it on your account. He won't charge you with it. He's wiped it out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you transgressed and sinned and committed iniquity? Every one of you have. I blame you. No, the devil blames you. Yeah. The devil judges you. And he wants you to wallow in blame. But God wants you to be lifted up by his words that are given to you, a blessing. God has blessed you by saying you are holy and you are without blame because you're in Jesus. And then you're motivated to live the life that he's called you to. You have a stirring in your heart to live up to his words. Amen. And there's lots of scripture words that exhort us to walk in holiness and to walk without blemish, you know. But he has said it. What was that old saying? God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. So consider this blessing in verse 5. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So, blessing number two, in the heavenlies. You know, contrast that with God's blessings that are in this world. Food, shelter, clothing, and all other good things from his hand that we receive. Blessings of God in this world. But we're talking about blessings in the heavenlies right here. You're adopted as sons. It's the gospel truth. You are adopted as his sons. God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. That's how we respond to his adoption. And since you are a son, in verse 6, he has made us accepted in the beloved. He has made us accepted in Jesus. God's spiritual blessings are only in Christ. You know, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, right? But in Christ, we are accepted. Do you know one of the things that terrifies men? Listen up, ladies. Men are scared to death of being rejected. Don't be harsh with your man. Don't have bitter tongues and angry words. Men can't take it. But how much more to be rejected by God? When you know in your heart that you are rejected by God, it's a wound in your heart. It's a wound in your soul. And there's only two things you can do about it. One is submit to Jesus. Take care of that and get in him. The other is just go to hell. Verse 7, third blessing, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. The redemption through his blood. Redemption isn't a word that we use frequently, but I'm assuming you know what it means. But I've just got to do this. And if you can do it with me, you just do it with me. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed. Everybody, redeemed. I can't get up there. Redeemed. We changed songs, didn't we? Child and forever I am. That's right. I couldn't reach that high note, so I lost it. It's a powerful song. We have redemption through his blood. Amen. He's purchased us. He's bought us. We belong to him. Not only because he adopted us by his word, but he paid for us with his blood. Amen. Amen. So in verse 9, another blessing that is in the heavenlies. He's made known to us his purpose, the mystery of his will. Ask yourself, how many of your acquaintances know what God's purpose is? What is God's everlasting purpose? Well, he tells us in verse 10 what his purpose is. to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head in Christ. And so, what a blessing that God has told us what he's about, what he's doing. He's not opaque to our understanding. We can understand it. We can join in it. We can be part of it to bring everything under one head, even Christ. There's been an ancient rebellion in heaven. Of course, there's been an ancient rebellion on earth also, but don't forget about heaven. There has been a rebellion in heaven. And to this day, the enemy, the devil, accuses us before the throne of God. He not only accuses our conscience and our heart and our soul, but he stands before God and accuses us. And the whole creation groans together in pain until now, the scripture says. But God is going to end all of that. He's going to put an end to all of the rebellion. And you can put an end to it today if there's rebellion in your heart. You can just end it. Just end it. Just be done with denying the Lord. Just be done with being disobedient and self-willed, demanding your own way. And give him the glory and submit to him. Pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I've been doing that a lot lately because have had a desire that I know good and well. That's my desire. I don't know that it's God's desire. And I've been trying to convince him. But it hasn't worked yet. I'm still holding out some hope because I'm being honest before God. I'm being just transparent with God. This is my desire, Father, but it has to be your will. You do it. Amen. So I'm blessed. Amen. Amen. We're blessed with God's kingdom. We're blessed with God's will. In verse 11, another blessing. In him we also have obtained an inheritance. Of course, he's our Father. Amen. I'm his son. What's his is mine. Amen. What is God's? What belongs to him? We have an inheritance. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Another blessing, verse 12. In him were chosen to be found to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. God's glory is to be praised through me. I've been chosen. I've been chosen to bring glory to God. And so often in my mind, this rebellious, rotten sinner, there's no hope and glory in that until I return to the blessings of God. When I live under condemnation of my sin, there's no glory to God. But I'm chosen to be found to the praise of his glory, to give him glory. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Verse 13, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. There's a mark on you, the blessing of God, the Holy Spirit of promise. You belong to God. And verse 14 says he is the guarantee of that inheritance. That inheritance is guaranteed. It's eternal. It's forever. It's heavenly. It's blessings upon blessings upon blessings. And your response needs to be, blessed be the Father. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And if you notice, verse 14 ends with, to the praise of his glory. We were just using that phrase from verse 12, where it says that in Christ we should be to the praise of his glory. And then I see that it's up there in verse 6. It says, to the praise of his glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Let his glory just be on you. And let your face shine. I love the joy of the Lord. I love the joy of the Lord in my brothers and sisters. And in the house of God, I love to see the joy of the Lord. And if these blessings can grip our soul and get a hold of us, we will have the joy of the Lord no matter what the world throws at us. Your machine breaks down 6 times in 3 days. Don't worry about it. God's arms are going to catch you. God is going to bear you up. God is going to bless you. Because in the heavenlies, it's written down. It's established. And it will not change. If you are in Jesus Christ, you are blessed. Get in Christ. Get in Christ. When I got in Christ, it was beside God. It was because I said, God, I haven't believed in you before this, but from now on I'm going to. And instantly my heart just burst with joy and tears of joy, because I knew it had happened. In the blink of an eye, I went from death to life. It was that quick and it was that certain. Just in the blink of an eye. That's amazing to me. You know, and there was a struggle, believe, don't believe, you know, I want to believe, but I can't believe, and I want to be godly, but I'm a sinner, and I've got all this guilt piled on me, guilt upon guilt upon guilt, and you know that sometimes still in the middle of the night I wake up with guilt on my heart, and the only way to deal with it is to be, get in Christ. Appeal to Jesus. Appeal to the blood. And the promise of redemption. Hallelujah. Well, was that 15 minutes or what? Awesome! Awesome! Good on you. Good on you. We actually have time for some response. If there's anybody that has, you know, grabbed something in there that's for you, would you like to share? Yes, Rob. Now you're going to make me cry again. Okay. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Anybody else want to, just if something this morning has just touched you and you want to say, go ahead. Sharon, if you would come to the instrument, we're going to close. We're going to sing a hymn that I have asked my kids to be sure that they include that in my funeral service. And Sharon, I want you to remember when Pastor Lynn is doing my funeral, you tell him the congregation has got to sing this song, all right? All right. My kids will forget, but you won't, okay?
All right.
Amen. So, folks, we should have slides with this, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Would you stand and sing with us?
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and star in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to Thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine and 10,000 beside. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, my hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
And so, Lord, this morning we bless Your holy name, and we thank You, Lord, that the Spirit of glory and of God even rests upon us, as Peter has said, the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rests upon us. What a blessing to be in You, Lord, and to hear the things that You have said in the heavenlies about us. And to hear the things, Lord, that You have said to us. Things that are contrary to this world. Things that are in opposition to what the devil says. Things that are even correction for our own thoughts and our own mind. When we know that we deserve to be blamed. We know that we have done things that are not holy, but they're godless and they're worldly and they're sinful. But Lord God, you have accepted us in your Son, Jesus Christ. And you made us sons. And you call us holy. You call us saints. You call us faithful. Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. As we go, Father, let the praises of God be on our lips, worship on our tongues, song in our heart, joy in our soul for the good salvation we have in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, bless this church. Bless this church. Now go in the name of Jesus, in peace and in joy of the Lord. And be strong in him and let his spirit bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Dismissed. Amen.